Poet Ogden Nash wrote, "Nothing is glummer than a cold in the summer." Today, with the New York Times Magazine ethicist Randy Cohn, we'll tackle a virulent dilemma posed by colds in any season. Listener Fern Van Maren wrote this week's letter to the ethicist, and we have her on the line from Boise, Idaho. Hello, Fern.
Hi there.
How are you today?
Well, I'm fine today.
Great, great. And hi, Randy. You're up in New York, right?
I am, John. How are you?
I'm well, and I hope you are too today. Fern, you have an ethical issue with colds. What is it?
Well, it seems like it's not right to go to work and go, well, pretty much to go to work when you have a cold, because you might infect other people. But there's this other pressure that I feel to keep going to work until I'm too sick, you know, that I really couldn't. And it's not just me. Everybody else is coming to work sick, too.
What about your boss? What does your boss say about working when you've got a cold?
Well, I haven't heard her make any statements about it, you know, and she's always understanding when I tell her I'm going to stay home because of a cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this kind of more unspoken pressure that I think we must all feel.
Randy, what do you say? Stay home and get better, or grit your teeth and go to work with a cold?
Well, ethics is very concerned with our considering the effects of our actions on other people. And making other people horribly ill is an unfortunate effect. And yet Donald Trump is on TV. It's a mystery. So the question you have to ask yourself is, how serious a malady do you have, and how essential a task is it that you are meant to be performing? So if you have, say, oh, I don't know, that flesh-eating virus, and where you were going to go is like to the Victoria's Secret semi-annual sale, stay home.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a mild cold and you have to come up with the rent or else you're going to get evicted, then you have to go to work.
Fern, any questions for Randy on this?
I was hoping for a more clear-cut answer because, you know, I'm always doing what he describes, weighing the cost with the benefits.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why I earn the big ethics money,
right?
That these things are always a little ambiguous, and they do require us to kind of think through them, and it is a nuisance, and it's seldom really, really clear. And cost-benefit is kind of the way to think about it, except it's often the benefit to your boss and the cost to your colleague, so it gets really more complicated. It's not just the costs and benefits to you. I did do a medical consultation on this, by the way. I talked to my friend Dr. Serena Yoon of Ithaca, New York, my you know, an estimable physician, and she pointed out a couple things that I thought, Fern, that might help you work your way through this, that at least if you do go to work, there are ways you might minimize the danger to others. That Dr. Yoon says that hand-to-hand transmission, as she calls it, is a major vector. So maybe don't shake hands with people. Dr. Yoon also says that viral shedding is present and significant even before any symptoms are manifest. So even before you know that you're sick, you are sick and you've already gone wrong. So you should just be, you know, feel really depressed. And there's nothing you can do about that. She also says that some bugs, as she calls them, are extremely infectious in aerosolized form. She means sneezing. Dr. Yoon says that one short elevator ride with someone with chickenpox or active tuberculosis is enough to make a susceptible co-passenger ill. So I think when you're, you know, if you're really sick, you should be running up the stairs.
But wait a minute, Randy. Fern just has a cold.
Oh, all right. I suppose she gets to ride the elevator, but maybe she has to wear one of those little masks or you know, some kind of hazmat suit.
Okay. Have you got your answer, Fern?
Yes. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Thanks for your letter, Fern. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And if you've got a question for the ethicist, drop us a line at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line, and please don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. Randy, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, John.
And don't forget to take your zinc.